There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Let's begin with updates from Iran. And amidst its conflict with Israel, Iranian-American Jewish activists report that their community remains generally safe amid the ongoing conflict, but under significant pressure. Jewish leaders have urged the community to maintain a low profile, cancel religious gatherings, and avoid public displays of faith. Some Iranian Jews have already fled Iran altogether, relocating to Dubai or Europe. Inside Iran, Jews face heightened tensions with fears of targeting by radical groups amid a climate of uncertainty and government suppression. Meanwhile, Australia's Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has expressed support for the United States strike on Iran while emphasising the need for de-escalation and diplomacy. Foreign Minister Penny Wong stated Australia joins allies in condemning Iran's actions and supports efforts to prevent nuclear proliferation. The country has evacuated some citizens from Iran, suspended evacuations from Israel amid rising tensions, and has also deployed defence aircraft to the Middle East to assist civilians. Jewish Voters Unite, a grassroots organization led by former Orthodox Union official Mori Litwack, is actively mobilizing Jewish voters ahead of tomorrow's Democratic mayoral primary in New York. Despite logistical challenges during canvassing, the organization emphasizes nonpartisan engagement, encouraging consistent voting to amplify Jewish voices on issues like safety and community concerns. Comprising diverse members, the group focuses on community unity rather than party politics, believing that increased voter participation can influence local elections and support candidates aligned with Jewish values. Following Israel's preemptive strike against Iran, thousands of Israelis have been stranded in Cyprus as flights were cancelled. Now over a week, Chabad houses provided vital aid, including food, accommodation, and emergency assistance. Rabbi Ziv Raskin highlighted the emotional toll, noting that hope lessened as despair grew. Cyprus, a strategic refuge for Israelis, remains pivotal in their efforts to support those affected, and despite challenges, the community remains committed to aiding their fellow Jews and awaiting a safe return home. Let's now look at what other stories have made headlines. El Al has announced a resumption of limited flights from Tel Aviv starting today. The airline has received 25,000 requests, but government restrictions are capping flights to 50 passengers per trip. Zaka 360 volunteers are responding to every missile strike across Israel. They are running short on critical supplies, prompting an urgent appeal for donations to ensure they remain prepared. The United States State Department is advising citizens to stay vigilant and exercise heightened caution while traveling due to ongoing tensions with Iran. The United States Supreme Court has unanimously upheld a 2019 law enabling Americans harmed abroad to sue Palestinian authorities for past violence. United Kingdom's Home Secretary Yvette Cooper plans to designate Palestine Action as a terrorist group following footage of members invading an RAF base. Pope Leo has urged the global community to prioritize diplomacy over war, emphasizing moral responsibility to prevent a catastrophic conflict. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu prayed at Jerusalem's Western Wall this weekend, thanking the United States for supporting Israel against Iran. He also prayed for the safety of Israeli forces and the 50 hostages held by Hamas in Gaza. And finally, Yahir Agmon and Oraya Mevorach's recently released best-selling book, One Day in October, highlights 40 stories of heroism amid Israel's conflict with Hamas following the October 7th attack. The book features personal accounts from heroes, their families, and survivors, emphasizing human connections and individual acts of courage. Despite disruptions caused by Israel's conflict with Iran, the authors continue to promote the book, which offers a powerful, uplifting perspective on heroism, empathy, and resilience in challenging times. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.